is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So take me and make me something so much more. This is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So change me and make me someone better than before.
Hey, all right, how's everybody doing? Woo! Everybody's still stuck from this last Thursday, I'm sure. My name is Josh, I'm one of the leaders around here, and welcome to week two of I Am Third. You know, growing up, my family loved going to McDonald's. After church or after school, we'd head over to the Golden Arches for a quick lunch. My sister and I were super ecstatic about this because this was the one time that we can order a Happy Meal. Something that's super important to little kids, right? To a kid, this was the greatest thing in the world. You get burgers, fries, a soda, and the best part, a toy. For a little kid, mind blown, that's it. You get a toy with your meal. And you don't have to wait for Christmas or birthday like I talked about. As an adult, now investigating what you really get for the price of a Happy Meal, I now found out that the Happy Meal doesn't make me very happy. You get like four fries, the burger's thin, it's malnourished. They'll get me started on the toy. It was supposed to be the happy to my Happy Meal, right? But most of the time it was just like a piece of plastic with stickers glued onto it, and usually it broke within a couple of days or a week or so. It wasn't very high quality. It was almost insufficient. You know, as an adult, I felt the Happy Meal wasn't as great as I thought it was, but to a kid, that tiny meal was like the greatest thing in the world. It's the same meal, but with two different perspectives. Two different perspectives. Kicking off our second week of I Am Third, today we're gonna jump to the story of a young boy who, when there was a need, he surrendered and sacrificed the little that he had, which is five loaves of bread and two small fish, for Jesus to use. And at best, this kid had a tiny Happy Meal. But through that, God produced a Big Mac miracle. please, somebody give it up. Today's talk is entitled Surrendering Happy Meal Abilities for Big Mac Miracles, Making the Impossible Possible. Our story begins in John 6, verse number 1, and it says this: sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Jesus and his disciples were now traveling to the Sea of Galilee. And on their journey, they were performing miracles like healing the sick, making people who couldn't walk, walk again, giving sight to the blind. And when this was happening, people, they saw and experienced these things. And when it happened, they began to follow Jesus. The Bible says that about 5,000 men, not including women and children, crowded around and started to follow them. They instantly gained celeb status. Their Instagrams hit 5,000 followers. They made it to Jimmy Fallon and the Tonight Show. TMZ was watching their every move, celeb status. I can picture them like the headlining rock band right after the show, running off stage and into the limousine, and just a paparazzi comes and starts to gather around, banging on the windows. Can I take a picture with you? People taking out their cell phones. Hashtag selfie with the Savior. Sorry. People crowding around Jesus because he is healing and doing miracles. Let's go continue on in verse 5 to 7. It says this: when Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." See, crowds upon crowds of people, they're pouring in and just kind of hang around Jesus and the D12. Jesus notices that all these people, they've been with him for a while, and he asks Philip, "Where can we buy bread to feed the crowd?" And Philip answers, "Even if we work for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed all these people." Jesus, we don't have enough. This crowd it's way too big. We are insufficient, and we cannot do it. We can't do it. And here's my favorite part of the story, and here's where it gets good. Verses 8 and 9, it says this: another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Even the hardcore followers of Jesus were saying, you know, it can't work. Even if we work for months, we do not have enough. There's way too many people. This doesn't make sense. It cannot be done. This is impossible. We can't do it. But then a young boy enters the scene. And with a childlike faith, I can hear him say, "Jesus, I've been watching you these last couple days. I saw you heal that sick man yesterday. I saw you give sight to that blind lady. You helped her see again. I watched you, Jesus. Jesus, I don't have much. See, I got this bread and this fish, but would you take it and do another miracle? Because I just believe in you." You know what I love about this story? It's the biblical principle of having childlike faith. What do I mean by that? It's the kind of faith that believes anything is possible. You probably saw it on the screens a little while ago. Center Church is a church that believes anything is possible. We serve a God who believes anything is possible. It's a kind of faith that sees past the illogical. Let me say this, where adult faith is dropped, childlike faith is a great place to pick up. Let me say that one more time so you can post it on your Facebook. Where adult faith is dropped, childlike faith is a great place to pick up. That's good preaching. That was you didn't have to pay for that one. That was for free. You see, it's not the age, but it's the perspective. It's not the age. Childlike faith is not the age, but it's the perspective. Anything is possible. Can I encourage you today to have childlike faith? Can I encourage you to have the faith that believes God wants to and will provide for your every need? Can I encourage you to have the kind of faith that believes God has the power to restore your life? The kind of faith that believes God wants to use you in a greater way than you can ever ask or imagine, making the impossible possible, a childlike faith. You know, this morning, if we're gonna make the impossible possible, first, we gotta love people right where they are. If you look down your notes, love people right where they are. A childlike faith, making the impossible possible. Mark 6:34, it reads this, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd." Love people right where they are. Do you know what the definition of compassion is? The Bible says that Jesus had compassion on the multitude, on the crowd of people who were crowding around him and his disciples. Compassion is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. Having compassion. Do you know why Center Church was planted in the center of San Diego, in the heart of our city? Do you know why we're even called Center Church? Does anybody know? Because God placed compassion in the hearts of a handful of people to go to the most needy, most spiritually barren, the most darkest part of the city to help alleviate the suffering. That's why. That's why we're here. That's why Center Church was planted in the center of our city. Today, God sees crowds upon crowds of people who make up San Diego, many of whom are in a position where they're trying to, you know, sort out life's problems, sort out life's ups and downs without the guidance of a higher power. The Bible says kind of like sheep without a shepherd, without guidance, kind of lost in the wilderness of life. We talked about that a few weeks ago. No matter how much they try keeping their heads above water, it's like the tidal wave of life's problems just keeps crashing them down. I know a lot of us can attest to that. Today, God sees San Diego and he has compassion on it because there is a need. There's a need. There is a sea of people, a multitude of people in need of hope, of love. We gotta love people right where they are. People in need of an advocate, which brings us to number 2, be the solution to someone's need. Be the solution to someone's need. First, we saw love people right where they are. Second, be the solution to someone's need. Mark 6:36 and 37, it reads this, send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. You know, followers of Christ today, Christians have developed kind of a passive mentality, and they play it off as spiritualness. It's kind of the, I'll pray for you, or I'll pray for your need. That's kind of, you know, common lingo around our community of faith. It's easy on social media to change the backdrop of your profile pic to show what you support. Or we can post things like hashtag let's pray for Paris. Hashtag pray for Mexico, which is all great things for great causes, and I don't think you're less than for posting those things. I post those things, but now with the ability to communicate to the world in a matter of seconds, we kind of developed this mentality that when we post those things that we've like done our part. It makes us feel good. We've done enough. It's easy to do. And the disciples, they were saying, hey, there's a need and these people are hungry. You know what? Let's send them away so they can buy themselves something to eat. They were like, 5,000 plus people here, Jesus, that are hungry? That sounds like a lot of work. I don't know if we can do it. Let's just send them away to go find something. Plus, we don't have enough. And Jesus says, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. God says, you see a need? Why don't you meet that need? You want to reach your city? Why don't you go out and why don't you reach your city? Don't you remember who you're rolling with? It's me, Jesus. And we see how God steers his followers away from a passive mentality and challenges them to roll up their sleeves, to get in the trenches, because there is a need and there's work to be done. The question is, how do we become the solution to someone's need? How do we become the solution? Number three, surrender your Happy Meal abilities. Surrender your Happy Meal abilities. First, love people right where they are. Be the solution to someone's need. Now surrender your Happy Meal abilities. John 6:9, it reads this. Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. What Happy Meal abilities can we surrender? First, your time. We can all be available. Our time. One of the greatest gifts you can ever give someone is the gift of availability. A shoulder to cry on. Someone to talk to. Or to pray with. You know, fairly recently, my fiance and I went to Disneyland, as we do a lot, as people can see, like on social media. Anyway, one of our friends, she was just having a really bad week. One of those weeks where just like, and we're, you know, trying to hang out and have a good time, and she just was crying, and I felt so bad for her. She just needed somebody to talk to. One of our friends came over, and they're like, hey, man, whatever you need, we're here for you. And in the middle of that park, of that busy park, in the middle of the Christmas season, they just stopped. And they just prayed right then and there. I'm sure people were like, oh, it's kind of weird, but she needed that. She needed a shoulder to cry on. She needed someone just to listen to her. Be available. You know, many of you made yourself available at the Run for the Hungry event last Thursday. An amazing event. One day where you could have slept in, comfy, warm in bed, but you decided that you were going to brace the cold, run some miles so you can feed somebody else before you feed yourself. Kudos to you. You were available. Our time. Number two, our treasure. Our finances. When I look around this room, I see a room full of generous people. People who have decided to honor God with their finances. And because of your faith-filled giving, someone else can hear about a God who can totally revolutionize their lives. You know, story after story, we see it here at Center Church of people who are being changed. And that's all made possible because you surrendered your treasures to honor God. Not only our time, our treasure, but lastly, our talent. Our talent, our abilities, our God-given talents. You know, God's given us different talents, abilities, and passions. Everybody here has some. Some have the gift of teaching. I feel that God's kind of blessed me with that gift. I feel like it's kind of a calling in my life. But put me behind a computer and help me, you know, try to configure out software and spreadsheets. I am not your man. I actually hate that. I can't do it. I don't have the knack for it. But some of you have that ability. Some of you have that talent. You have an ear for great music. You might have the talent to host. Yeah, you're great at hosting people or parties. You just have a way with people and connecting with folks. You might be great at leading events where we give back to the needy. You might be great with your hands. You can build and fix things. Some have a heart to nurture and teach children about God. We all have different talents, and to society around us, it may not seem like much. It may not seem that great, maybe even insufficient. But when we surrender our Happy Meal abilities, our time, treasure, and talent, lastly, we should watch God perform a Big Mac miracle. We can watch God perform a Big Mac miracle. Love people right where they are. Be the solution to someone's need. Surrender our Happy Meal abilities. Lastly, watch God perform a Big Mac miracle. Back to Mark 6, verses 41 to 44, it reads this. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. A Big Mac miracle. Jesus took the little boy's insufficient Happy Meal and he fed all the people. And the Bible says that there are 12 baskets full of food after everybody ate. In high school, I played varsity basketball. I remember every time coach would take me out of the game to get a breather, I would sit on the bench and I would literally sit on the edge of my seat. Whenever coach would walk by, I would stare at him, trying to make eye contact with him because I want him to know, I want to be in the game. I'm not supposed to be on the bench here. Every time he'd walk by, I kind of, tap my foot. Coach, can you hear me? And I would sit on the edge of my seat, trying to laser beam like his neck so he can look at me. And once he calls Pasqua, go in, I jump in. As if to say, Coach, I'm ready. Coach, put me in. I don't want to be on the bench. I want to be out in the game. I shouldn't be here. I want to be out with the rest of my boys on that field, on that court. I should be in the game. I'm ready. I want to be out there. Pick me. Let's play a little game this morning. I need one person to help me out. Just one person. Yes, right there. All right, sweet. Let's give her a hand. Woo! Cool. Awesome. So I'm gonna have you stand right here. Let's get one more. I need one more person to help her out. Yes, Kyle, my man. Sweet, right, yes. Oh, you can stand right here, right next to that table right there. Cool. And you can stand right next to her. And this is what we're going to do. I have some sack lunches right here, okay? Some brown paper bags. These represent our time, talents, and treasures, all right? I'm going to give a minute to these guys. We're going to get 1 minute on the clock here. What they're going to do is they're going to take these sack lunches and as fast as they can, hand them out to everybody here in the crowd, all right? When you get your sack lunch, you need to pass it to somebody else. We're going to try to get everybody have one, all right? There's 100 of them here. I'm sure everybody can get one. We're going to try to get 1 minute on the clock, and we're going to go ahead, and we're going to start. When I say go, they're going to try to pass it out as fast as they can, and you need to cheer for them, all right? So I need to hear you. Ready? On your mark, get set, go. Go. Woo! Come on. Come on. As fast as you can. Let's go, 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 let's go. Keep passing him, right there in the back. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Looking good, looking good. Come on, come on. Yeah, right there, right there. Until everybody has one. We still have right here on the side, right here in the corner. Right there in the back. Good job, good job. 43 seconds on the clock. 43 seconds on the clock. Thirty-four seconds. If you have it, hold it up. If you have one, hold it up. We have 22 seconds left. Is that everybody? Stop. Yes, we did it. Awesome. Hold on to those bags. Hold on to that. That's it, Greece. You're out of here. Great job, guys. Hey, let's give him a round of applause. Great job. All right, now let's do this. Let's imagine that this is a grid of San Diego, right here, this San Diego. Back there, North Park is in need. Right here, Barrio Logan is in need. Over here, East Village, Hillcrest needs hope. Bankers Hill needs Jesus. Sherman Heights, Golden Hill, Middletown, Cortez, all the way up to Chula Vista, all the way down to San Ysidro, and all the way far to Santee. That's a multitude of people. There's a great need. You see, everybody hold up your sack lunches. Hold them up. Hold them up and look around. All it took was a couple of people to say, God, I don't have much. God, my abilities, my talents, my treasures, I don't have a lot of things, but the little I do have, God, I'm willing to surrender and sacrifice and give it to you. God, all I have is a piece of bread and a couple small fish, but would you take it and do something amazing? God, would you take the little I have? Would you take what I have to offer and help meet somebody else's need? Guys, we are making the impossible possible. I believe it, because I believe in our God. I believe that we can do it. God, I've seen you change lives. I've seen you restore hearts. I know you can do it because I believe in you, a childlike faith. And God takes our Happy Meal abilities and produces Big Mac miracles, making the impossible possible. Can I ask you a question? Would you be willing to put God first, others second, and making yourself third by surrendering your time, talents, and treasures in order to see God work at the center of his city? Let's pray. God, I pray for my friends this morning. I thank you so much for them who are here, and they came to honor you, God, and to listen to your word. And I know that you are working in everybody's heart under the sound of the word of God this morning. I pray that you would help my friends with the struggles and things that they might be facing in life. And also, Lord, that they would see that you have a purpose and a calling for their life with their talents, with their treasures, and with their time. And Lord, when we surrender that to you, God, we can see you do so many miracles and work at the center of our city. While everybody's head's bowed and everybody's eyes are closed, let me ask you a question. Are you willing to love people right where they are? Are you willing to be the solution to somebody else's need? Are you willing to surrender maybe your time, your talents, and your treasures this morning? If you could say that, if God is even at the most minute place in your heart that he's kind of working, pulling, and tugging on, you say, you know what, God? I want to surrender my time, my talents, and my treasures to you. If that's you, could you raise your hand? I'm not going to embarrass you. If that's you, this morning, all around the room, praise God. Lift your hands up high, leave them up. Right there in the back, I see you. Right there in the front row, right here in the middle. Anybody else like that? God, I'm surrendering my time, my talents, and my treasures to you because I want to see you work in our city. Amen. Here, let me pray for you. Dear God, I thank you so much for those today who have surrendered, Lord, what you've given us. We've given it back to you, God. And we want to see you work in the center of our city. I pray, Lord, that you bless my friends that as they have made this decision today, that they would walk it out on Monday, God. Thank you so much for all you've done, Lord. And we are waiting with expectation that you are going to work in Center Church in the center of San Diego. In your name, amen.